Ever see like a stock just taking off? Like everyone's talking about it and you kind of want to jump in on that, try to ride the wave, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, investing shouldn't feel like rolling the dice on black, right?
Right. You want something a bit more, well, balanced, not just chasing every hot stock you see.
Exactly. And that's what today's deep dive is all about, right? Avoiding those times where later you're like, man, if only I knew back then, and we've got just the person to help us out with that.
I do my best to cut through the noise, get to what really makes a difference. Because when it comes to investing, it's not just about the numbers, it's about you.
Oh, that's so true. It's easy to forget that.
Yeah, knowing yourself, your own biases, how those can make you overconfident, that's huge GE, even more so than any fancy financial formula.
Seriously, like they say, your greatest strength can also be your biggest weakness. You really got to know yourself. So you mentioned in your notes these dangers of overconfidence, especially, let me get this right. Ignoring risks was one.
Ignoring risks, yep, that's a big one. It's like when investors, they get so locked in on what they think will happen, they forget the market can be, well, unpredictable.
Oh, tell me about it. Had a few of those wake-up calls myself, never fun.
And in the market, those wake-up calls, they can be expensive.
That's one way to put it. So, besides ignoring risks, what else should we watch out for?
Ah, right, so we've got failure to adapt, that's another one. The market's always changing. Like, think of it like a river, always flowing, shifting. What worked before might not work now.
You guys stay flexible.
Yeah.
Can't wear a Hawaiian shirt to a black tie event, right?
Exactly. Got to adjust your approach, keep learning. And then, of course, there's emotional trading. That one can really trip people up.
Emotional trading, huh? That sounds, well, risky.
It can be. This is when fear and greed, those gut feelings, start making decisions instead of logic.
Letting your emotions drive your portfolio?
Yeah.
Yikes, that's like putting all your chips in based on a hunch.
And sometimes those hunches are right, but
Right.
it's not a sustainable strategy. Let's just say that.
No kidding. So basically, what we're getting at here is you need a balanced approach.
You got it. Balance is key. Not letting fear or overconfidence run the show.
All right, so how do we actually find that balance? Because saying don't be overconfident, it doesn't quite cut it, does it?
You're telling me. There's a bit more to it than that. Luckily, there are some concrete steps you can take, starting with robust risk management. That's still a mouthful, I know, but we'll break it down.
Risk management, got it.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll pick things up after a quick break. All right, so we're back, ready to get into how to actually build that balanced approach we were talking about. And if I remember right, it all starts with this robust risk management. Did I get that right?
You got it. Robust. Yeah, it's a fancy word, but all it really means is having systems in place to protect yourself, you know, to make sure one bad trade doesn't sink the whole ship.
Okay, so that makes sense. So like those stop loss orders we talked about, those fit into that?
100%. Think of a stop loss order like, an insurance policy for your investments. You set it up ahead of time. It automatically sells if the price drops below a certain point, limits your losses.
So even if you're wrong about a trade, the damage is controlled. You're not losing your shirt, right?
Exactly. Which is important because, well, let's be honest, we're not going to be right about every single trade, are we?
Definitely not. So besides those stop loss orders, any other key elements to this robust risk management?
It's more of a mindset than anything, I'd say. Being honest with yourself about your risk tolerance. How much are you really comfortable losing if things go south?
So knowing your limits, not getting in over your head, basically.
Exactly. Because everyone wants to make money, right? But how much are you willing to lose to potentially make that happen? That's the question.
Makes sense. Risk
Yeah.
management, got it. But that's just one piece of the puzzle, right? We also talked about adapting to the market, like that river analogy.
Oh, that's a big one. You can't just set it and forget it in this game. You got to be willing to change course if the currents shift.
Right. No point in using yesterday's weather report to navigate today's storm, right?
Exactly. Stay informed, keep learning. The market's always evolving, there's always something new to learn.
So we've got risk management, staying adaptable. But then there's the whole emotional side of things. Keeping your cool when the market's going crazy, that can't be easy.
Definitely not. Our brains are wired to react emotionally, especially when it comes to money.
Fear and greed, right?
Ugh.
Those can really mess with your head.
It's like a tug of war sometimes. One minute you're riding high, feeling invincible. Next thing you know, you're panic selling because everyone else is. Got to find a way to detach from those emotional swings.
So how do we do that?
Yeah.
How do we actually maintain emotional discipline? Because that's easy to say, but hard to actually do, right?
It takes practice, that's for sure. One thing that helps is having a plan and sticking to it. Like, write down your trading strategy, your entry and exit points, all that. Then, no matter what happens in the market, you follow the plan.
So it's about taking the emotion out of it, making it more mechanical almost.
In a way, yeah. Because once those emotions start driving the bus, you're in trouble.
Makes sense. So we've got risk management, staying adaptable, mastering our emotions. Anything else we're missing?
One last thing, and it's a biggie. Diversification. Can't talk about a balanced approach without mentioning diversification.
Diversification.
Yeah.
Right. The whole don't put all your eggs in one basket thing. That applies to investing too, I'm guessing.
Big time. Because no matter how much research you do, how confident you are in a particular stock or sector, things can still go wrong.
So you're saying even if you do everything right, there's still a chance things won't work out.
There's always a chance. Yeah. That's why you diversify. Spread your money across different asset classes, different industries, even different countries.
So if one area of your portfolio takes a hit, the others can cushion the blow.
Exactly. You're not putting all your hopes and dreams on one single outcome. It's about managing risk, spreading it out.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, to recap, we've got our four pillars of a balanced approach. Robust risk management, staying humble and adaptable, mastering those emotions, and of course, diversification. Sounds like a pretty solid plan, actually.
It's a good starting point, for sure. But, you know, sometimes it helps to see these things in action, right? Maybe look at a real-life scenario.
A real-life scenario. Okay, I'm intrigued. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, like, imagine a trader, let's call him Mark. Mark's doing great, killing it in the market. Everything he touches turns to gold, right? He's got this strategy. It's been working like a dream. And, well, that's where things can get tricky.
Because he starts thinking he's invincible. The market can't touch him.
Exactly. Overconfidence creeps in. He forgets about those stop-loss orders we talked about. Thinks, yeah, I don't need those. I'm on a roll.
So he's ignoring the risks. Classic mistake.
Classic. And not only that, any news or analysis that goes against his, you know, his rosy outlook, he just dismisses it. Doesn't even want to hear it.
Not adapting. He's stuck in his ways.
Yeah.
Even though the market's probably changing all around him.
Right. And then, well, you know how the market is, right? It throws a curveball. That strategy that was working so well, suddenly not so much.
Oh, no. And this is where the emotional trading kicks in, right? The panic sets in.
Yep. He starts second guessing himself, makes some impulsive trades, tries to chase those losses, you know, dig himself out of the hole. But it just makes things worse.
It's like a snowball effect, isn't it? One mistake leads to another. And before you know it, you're in deep.
Unfortunately, that's how it often goes. That's why this balanced approach is so important. It's not about being perfect. It's about having those safeguards in place, those habits, to help you navigate the inevitable ups and downs.
It's about protecting yourself from yourself, really. Because we all have those biases, those emotional triggers that can lead us astray, especially when money's involved.
Absolutely. Knowing yourself, knowing your weaknesses, that's just as important as knowing any market indicator or chart pattern.
So as we wrap things up here, any final thoughts for our listeners? What's the one thing you want them to take away from this deep dive?
Think about Mark, that trader we were just talking about. Think about his story and ask yourself, do I see myself in him? Am I falling into any of those same traps?
Because we all have a little bit of Mark in us, right? It's easy to get caught up in the excitement, the wins, and forget about the bigger picture.
It happens to the best of us. But the key is to be aware of those tendencies, those blind spots, and have a plan to counteract them.
Risk management, adaptability, emotional discipline, diversification. Those are the tools, the foundation for success in the market.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, a huge thank you to our expert for taking the time to break all of this down for us. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time.